that worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye shine as light in the world, holding forth the word of life, among whom ye shine as light in the world. The apostle has identified us as the sons of God. And in the first message that I delivered in 1971, I spoke on the sons of God, who we were. We're a very peculiar people. We're not afraid to turn loose of our money when we give it to God. We're a very strange kind of people. The first fruit of everything we receive, we give it to the Lord Jesus Christ. The world just gives him nothing. They don't even give him anything down at the tail end of everything. They consume everything they have upon themselves and their own lives. We're a very strange people. And we're a people who have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. We live in the light of all eternity. Death has no sting for us. Death has no victory for us. It's the door that opens up into the presence of Jesus. We all welcome it when it comes. We have nothing to fear. And the fear of man, we're told, will bring us to stand. But the fear of the Lord, why, that's the beginning of our wisdom. We are the people of faith. We walk by faith. We've been saved by faith. And faith is our victory. We believe what God has said, we get the victory. We believe the promises of God, we're held secure. We are the people whom God has called to himself, that we might serve while we're here below. And the church is his institution. It is a divine institution. It's been given to us in the scripture. The terms of our membership in it are set forth in the Bible. We are to believe in Christ and to promise obedience to him. And then we are to hold forth the word of life. And a church is a company of believers who have joined together to maintain the preaching of the word of God and to establish the work of Christ among us. And we're members of a Christian church. The head of this church is Jesus Christ. He's given us his word, he's the lawgiver, and we seek to please. And Jesus Christ has redeemed the church by his blood. He rules the church by his word, and he guides the church by his spirit. And we are a people of the Spirit of God. And I want to bring this congregation right now, and those of you who are listening to me, wherever you are, who are the Lord's own, I want to bring you right now, right up to where we belong, where we're told to go and preach the word. We're told to go and preach the gospel to everything. I want to bring you up to this highest level where we are fulfilling our calling. Devil's not going to preach the gospel. The ungodly aren't going to do the work of God. Only the Christian, only the believer, only that person who has separated himself from the Christ, only that one who knows, I am not my own, we're not our own, we don't belong to ourselves, everything we have has been given to us. We are not our own. We have been bought with this verse, we are in the midst of a crooked and reversed generation. Well, I'll tell you, we're in the midst of something. We certainly are in the midst of something. As the Bible says, it's crooked and it's reversed. And he says that we are to stand in the midst of that and A leggy, attractive blonde in midi coat, a balding man with his collar turned up, and two young men in jeans and loafers and college kid haircut. We're just some of the 2 dozen persons on the folding and steel kit list.